Okay, alright, well, this one is going to be what we do for charity. So we'll start
charity?
Off...
Or charity?
Charity.
I thought it was a charity.
I was born in a different place. Okay, first one is, what is the... What's the worst thing that you would do for charity? I don't mean, like, killing someone, because it's a bit rubbish. Well, it depends what charity is, I suppose. I mean, like, what's the, you know, would you sit in a bath full of farts for a day?
We can't talk about farts again, so we're gonna. It can't be that.
No, I'm just saying, that's an example.
Right, okay.
So let's get that out of the way. That's not
Yeah, we
happen.
Can't talk about farts again.
Okay, all right, Johnny, what's the worst thing that you would do?
Don't start with Johnny, because he takes about 5 minutes of silence.
No, you've got to offer me stuff.
Okay. No.
Give me stuff.
No, you've got to come up with
You've got to come up with something.
The worst thing I'd do...
Yeah, it's an imagination game, Tommy, because you know it'll be you next. So, get ready.
I got one.
Oh, okay, you go first.
Okay.
I'd hate to be put in a cold bath of ice-cold champagne.
And what's but what's that charity?
Cold, cold champagne.
What's the charity that you're going to be sitting in there
Why is
for?
It champagne, not just water?
Oh, because it's cold.
You're going to be drinking it?
Maybe.
Okay, fine. You can go in the bath. You can go in the bath of ice-cold, delicious champagne, but here's the caveat.
Yeah.
For 4 weeks...
No, I don't want caveat.
For 4 weeks before, you've not been able to wash...
Oh, that's true, yeah.
So you've not been able to wash or do anything?
Oh, no, you've been able to wash everything except for a certain area.
No, he hasn't been able to wash anything. I want it to be as disgusting as possible.
Okay, fine. So that white toe jam, loads of it.
Loads of it.
Probably also maybe over the rest of your body as well.
And it's summer, sweltering.
That makes the champagne...
Yeah, but he's been stinking loads.
It doesn't matter. Like it's the worst thing that he would do.
I think the champagne... Fizzy and cold. It would be so fizzy and cold.
And what charity would you hate to do that for the most?
I'd hate to do that for
You don't have to name an actual charity, just like
a sexual transmitted disease
charity. So no champagne for an STI charity.
Yeah.
Alright, okay.
That'd be pretty good to get sponsors for that though.
Do you think your mum would sponsor?
Mum's would, yeah.
What about your mum?
I'm not going to wash for a mum.
I mean, no, mum.
I'm not
going to
wash for
a
mum. A mum's. Okay.
Here we go.
He started.
Here we go.
What do you reckon the chances are that you would be able to pay for champagne with the sponsor money?
I'd find a sort of
taking you break
good
even.
Crew.
Can you pitch to me what, how you're going to sell me? Why would I want to sponsor you?
Bear in mind that you have to tell him that
my best friend. has an STI.
Right.
And he said, getting a cold bath of champagne. No, I just think that would be hell.
I don't know.
I can't pitch it. I can't imagine the pitch.
But that's it. That's what you're going for.
So yeah. The worst possible thing you can see yourself doing for charity is sitting in a bath of expensive booze.
Yeah, cold.
Cold booze.
Cold booze.
Are you just naked or are you wearing a wetsuit?
I'm naked.
Right.
Maybe now I'm wearing like a jockstrap or a...
No, because I think I can imagine you wearing...
A pouch.
I can imagine you wearing like kind of beigey, kind of
can you?
Sandy kind of shorts and a Hawaiian shirt.
Thank you.
Really enjoying yourself.
Imagine just a quick dip or you have to go in there for like a day.
Just drink it all.
You have to drink your way out.
That's the reason why he wants to do it. So.
Oh, you've got
to
drink it.
Have you missed the whole point? He's not. He doesn't
it's
actually
for
hate
alcoholics.
It. He didn't actually hate it. He wants to sit in a bath of ice cold champagne and drink it.
Yeah, but that's completely negated the point of the whole thing.
That's the joke.
Why is he joking about this? It's quite serious.
Did you not get that? That he was. Of course,
next
he...
one.
I can't believe you did miss that.
I thought he was just being an asshole.
No,
I may have been. Next one,
Johnny. Worst thing.
Maybe stand up for a week.
Oh, like David Blaine did.
Oh yeah, it's been done.
He didn't do it for charity.
Did it for himself.
Big paycheck.
Yeah.
Did he stand up for a week?
In a box.
On a pole.
Yeah.
Oh, was it for a day?
On a pole in New York.
He
stood on a pole in New York for a week.
Maybe I would like to be one of those big curly fingernailed men. Although that takes years, that's not really a charity.
Just things you don't want to do.
Yeah, unsavoury things.
Right, okay, so standing up for a week.
Okay, stand-in gynaecologist. Female.
What?
That's what he doesn't want to do.
But you just
if I had to. Champagne and
Are you trying to paint 60-year-old
women's vaginas? Is something you actually want
I
to
take
do?
That back.
Are you trying to paint yourself as like a really charming kind of like upper middle class guy?
I drink a lot of champagne.
The worst thing I can think of is like really cold champagne. That's the worst thing I can think of. And also, vaginas. I hate
you sound like too. A gay, actually. You sound, like,
you sound
a,
like a bit of a gay.
Yeah, you sound like a kind of middle-aged woofter.
Well, it's not going to be gay if Tom's as rich as he is. It's just good friends.
No, I think he sounds gay. I think you drive like
okay,
a
Okay, I'll take that back.
Top.
I'll take all of that back. I don't want to be...
What do you want to do, then?
I would clean prison toilets.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
It's good.
What about give a whole prison chlorinic irrigation?
Well, the prison or the prisoners?
Prisoners.
Well, surely
prisoners. That's right, though.
That.
Because, no, because you're
just jamming a hose.
Yeah, there's like a little curtain thing. This is their arse thing. You shove a hose in, watch it. We don't watch
quite
it.
Used
they
to
watch
it.
It.
You, yeah, no,
they watch
it.
All their poo coming out, and then you're like, right, done. Flush it out. Off you go. Next. I mean, it's not that.
You can do that.
You don't think that'd be bad?
Well, I can think of way worse things than just shoving a tube up someone's arse.
Yeah, but watching their
shit. I'm not touching anything. I'm just getting a hose.
Yeah, but then you've got to watch it all come out.
I don't.
So you stick the hose up and then you out next person.
No, I put it in, press the button, it takes whatever, and then beep, 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 take it out.
It's
and
like
then,
a microwave.
Yeah, take it out, next.
Is it done to time, or is it done to, there's no more shit coming out, you're alright?
Well, it's...
I don't know, I've never had one, you have.
There's no way, I
really?
Couldn't imagine the feeling
is
of having
the, is this right? So hot water goes in, and then you wait for it all to come out?
I guess.
I don't think, but...
I thought they just pumped it in. And then
you nip to the loo.
Unless there's like an in valve and an out valve.
Well, get two pipes up there.
Maybe like a...
Do you reckon you can get two pipes up your arsehole?
I'm going to try it.
No, but the thing, I've seen
not,
it on
I'm
TV when on Jackass when they did it.
Yeah, you see what comes out.
You see what comes out. So it must not just go to the toilet. They must like...
Maybe it goes and then they change
quickly
the current.
Hoover.
I don't think you'd hoover.
If you hoovered, you'd get intestines coming down.
No, a very light hoover.
Even then, I like hoovers better.
I don't think you'd need much hoovering to get that kind of stuff out.
How far does it go up, the water? God,
you are
disgusting.
Horrible.
Why were you forcing that so much?
Yeah,
forcing the issue?
At the cat. But
you're being sick on the floor.
Yeah, disgusting.
You caught me anyways.
Yeah, okay, all right, well, we're done with that. Med.
Is this the worst thing that I would do? Or the worst thing
this
I could
worst thing is just...
Is it the worst thing I would do or the worst thing I could imagine doing?
Okay, fine. What's the best thing you could do for charity?
No, I don't want to do the best thing. I'm doing the worst thing.
I think we should skip over this and just do the thing that you are most likely to do for charity. Realistically.
But the bare minimum that you can make people sponsor you for.
Could you swallow a whole gherkin?
Oh, God.
You could get... Okay, I'll tell you what. The question is... It's changed. I've changed it. The question is... What thing can you? What's the thing that you can most likely see yourself doing for charity, and how much do you reckon you get for it?
The bottom one on the right.
I don't know whether that's a good question.
Well, certainly not because these two aren't even paying attention anymore. We're looking at butterflies.
I can't believe you're doing
it. A gherkin antler.
That bottom right antler made me think of gherkins, which is why I said that.
Right, but no one can see that, so
that's for us.
What was it? So we're talking about not the worst thing now. What's the thing I could most likely...
The thing that you most likely think you would do for charity.
But this is quite... That's quite... Like, I mean, it would be like... Skydive. £200.
You think that's something that you would do?
Yeah.
I can't imagine you doing skydive.
Why not?
I don't know. You just don't seem like a skydivey kind of person.
That's the whole point, isn't it? Otherwise, I'd say I'd like to get a takeaway pizza, watch TV, play FIFA, give me £100 to do it.
No, but it's good.
You've got to do something slightly out of your comfort zone. Otherwise... Huh?
That was good. That was the best... We've ruined it now, but that was the best bit we've had, I think.
Well, you can't say that, Tom. Like, that's just like...
Ruined. The whole thing
that's
has been
like,
ruined.
Imagine, like, I don't want to bring it...
Well, you asked me, I was telling him.
You were in a little private conversation.
About
no,
fucking
said that was the best bit.
Yeah, but why were you saying it out loud?
I didn't know, I whispered
to
him.
Wait?
He wouldn't have heard.
Who's he?
That guy.
What,
the microphone?
Mike.
The mic.
Big
guy.
I wouldn't like to... I tell you what, I won't want to be, I'd hate to be in a big bowl full of spiders. That's the worst thing.
Alright.
And no matter if
you... What's the minimum you'd accept to do that? Charity.
But the problem is, I would need to get some money as well.
You can't have compo for that. It's
well,
charity.
I won't do it.
It's charity.
Honestly, even if you were on death's door, John,
okay,
and you were like, I just needed £1 million to save me, and then everyone was like, if you jump in that big fucking thing of spiders, we'll get £1 million. Don't think I could do it.
How much did you want to do it though?
I don't want to do it.
Yeah, but you said if you got a bit of money, you'd do it.
Oh, you'd give me £100 of the million, I'd do it.
You serious?
So you'd be £100 short still, but I'd be laughing.
Okay, so, Med, John is dying. He's going to die tomorrow.
Right.
Unless you jump in this big fish tank of fucking horrid spiders, you'll get bitten at least 100 times.
It's not a joke, by the way. It's deadly serious.
Maybe 200 max.
How bad does that hurt being bitten?
It hurts at the time. It's like a wasp sting, but nothing lasting.
Yeah, why is he being bitten in there?
Because they're
in
your mouth. He's just jumped into that.
They're not in my mouth.
No, but if you open your mouth, then they're in
your mouth.
But he already said he didn't want to do it without spiders.
I'm asking. You're dying.
Yeah, but
would you jump in? So you wouldn't save your mate's life?
No. Unbelievable. I can't believe you're saying no.
Well, the thing is, it's not a no now.
I'll tell you now. You're not going to die. You'll get bitten 200 times.
How long are we in there for? In, out.
Max 200 times.
That's still a lot.
Am I in,
half
out?
An hour, half
of... No way.
No, first bite, the bites start at like 5 minutes and they stop.
I honestly couldn't do it.
You're used to them by now.
Do you like snakes and spiders?
Don't mind snakes, don't like spiders.
Would you do it?
Yeah, for John.
Oh, you're such a liar, Tom.
I'm not! If you were dying with 200 spiders, I'd jump in.
They're not 200 spiders.
Sorry, fine, thousands, I'd jump in.
How big are the spiders?
As big as spiders can be.
I don't care, John.
No, but it's no.
They range from like the little shit ones you see behind toilets to bird eating spiders.
I try and squash as many as I could on the jump in, and then you'd have less.
Fly flat. Them and stuff, and you'd have like spider gunk on your back.
Fine, they couldn't bite.
How deep is the fish tank?
It's a bowl.
Hang on, that's tiny, so you fit 1 foot in.
No, but a life size fit, like, as in like
it's
my
like
size.
A human sized fish
tank. So if I stood up, would they be over my head?
No, neck.
Oh God! I couldn't
and
do
get
it.
A few like legs crawling at the lips.
Right,
like
in that case, you can write my eulogy. You can explain to everyone why I'm dead.
And I think everyone would say you're absolutely cunt. Right to make that decision. But John, no, okay, he wasn't a cunt, but you know he was alright.
Are you making jokes about?
Yeah, making ill of the dead.
Okay, snakes, Ned, would you?
Yeah, no problems.
Cobras.
Yeah, but I can't die, can I? Well, I'm not gonna. Can I die or not? Yeah, I could do snakes.
You come bloody close, though.
There's one in there that could eat you and twizzle around you.
What?
But the chances are 60 good, 40 bad.
50 bad.
50 bad.
So, no.
It's 105%? No.
No, I'm not doing that.
Fine, fair enough, because your life's at risk and I wouldn't do it either, so.
Yeah, fuck you. No, I would jump in snakes, but I won't jump in spiders. I was about to sing, I was just about to go into Meatloaf and change it to. I didn't do it because no one wants that. John, over to you. What's the worst thing that you would do? What's the thing that you wouldn't do? I.e., I'm dying now.
Or should we ask him, what's your worst phobia? What do you hate the most?
Yeah. What makes your screen crawl?
Screen crawl.
What makes your screen?
And then after that, what makes your skin crawl as well?
Either. Right. I think the worst thing I could possibly imagine doing is having a chest burster from Alien in my chest.
Oh,
okay.
God.
I mean, it's not real, but...
But that's madness.
I've got a phobia for it.
Yeah, but John, that's like weird though, because I mean, like, that's not really for charity. It's like, right, I've managed to get some scientists who have injected my chest with an organism, which is going to grow into an alien, and it's going to burst out of my skin. It will kill me.
For charity.
I mean,
it might not kill me, it just...
Oh my God, have you seen Alien? It's definitely going to kill you.
Hang on. Let me explain. They've got it under control, and I just have to have it like squirming about inside me for like maybe an hour.
It's a bit like in The Matrix when they put that ding in it.
Yeah, like that.
That's easy. But then, what about this?
That's easy.
What about this? Would you take this... You know in The Matrix, we've all seen it. Johnny probably hasn't, because he's seen it. Have you seen The Matrix?
Yeah, I saw it in the cinema. Did I?
You can't have... How would I...
Well, that was like... You were like 11.
99.
You were 11 years old.
Yeah.
And you,
was it in 18?
You snuck in.
Yeah, no, but you know that bit in The Matrix where like his mouth, like he's trying to like speak, and then his mouth is all like kind of...
Skin.
It's all like skin.
Yeah, or when he's turning into a mirror.
I don't remember him turning into a
you
mirror.
You do. Remember, his skin's changing.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, it's not a mirror, though.
Well, it's fucking chrome.
Yeah, it's chrome. Okay. But, you know, his mouth fuses over, it's his skin, like a cheek.
Yeah.
Would you do that for 3 days?
Can you breathe?
You can breathe through your nose. You can breathe through your nose.
No, barely, though.
And they feed you by putting a tube in your stomach.
Sure.
Tube full of spiders.
If it raised money container. For a good cause, I'd do it.
What if you're in a small container?
To make it unbearable.
Oh, I hate that. No,
you can't scream.
Fucking way.
Oh, is that what you're scared of? Small containers?
Claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia?
What?
He's claustrophobic.
I'm claustrophobic.
Are you famous for claustrophobic?
Yeah, I am.
Would you, so this is the situation, I'm bringing it back. Your family are all going to be wiped off the planet.
They're on Death's Door.
They're on Death's Door, all of them. I'm talking about Grandad Peter as well. I mean, everybody. Okay, yeah. Now, would you sit in a box which is 3 foot by 5 foot, so you can't even really, you can't lie down.
It's wooden and pitch black,
and it's got a few, like, those little, like, insects, the little grey shell.
Wood louts.
It's got about 400 of them in there as well.
And you can breathe,
but you can eat them. You can eat them.
What is it?
3 foot high by five foot.
Yeah, I'd do that.
For 4 days.
I think I could do that, actually. If you said 1 millimetre above my head and a millimetre above my
you can't move.
Me.
No, I like that. You can't move. It's basically a coffin. You're in a coffin underground. If but you I can't can somehow move, breathe
yeah,
you're,
yeah,
for
that's
a
it.
Week.
You're in a coffin underground, but it's comfy in that.
Very live.
But you've got a pipe that comes through that you can breathe.
That
can
and eat. They just put in like.
But it's got a good. It's got a good black.
Eating,
but
it?
It's got. It's got.
But, it's but got, also, we might spunk in the tube.
And also,
we.
It's got
the feeders upstairs.
And over the air pipe, it's got a black kind of gauze. So there's no light can get in. But the air can come through. But
and what
occasionally
else?
We turn the air off for a bit, see what happens. And then
we back on again.
Oh, actually, I've got a good one. The only thing we feed you is sausages, and you've got to suck them down the pipe.
Shit, and they're about as wide as a pipe.
Yeah,
so there's nowhere on the way down.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah,
just chip a lot
of them down.
It's just chip a lot.
Only breathe again once you've scuffed the four sausages.
Shit, so it forces air into my lungs on the way down. Shoot.
So it's like a blow dart. We go, and the sausages fly down at 60 miles an hour, and you can't
you
even
guys
chew,
listen if I'm
you can't even
you
chew
you
them.
Get it?
You can't even chew them. They're going straight down your gullet. Yeah. Tom, open.
No.
And if he starts to die, we still got them on a piece of string, so we reel them back out.
Okay. How long would you stay?
Yeah,
how
do
long
that.
Would you do the same thing if you could have the most delicious foods?
Well, not moving, but I'm fed.
Well, like,
it'll all have to be pipe fed.
And also, just to be really irritating, so you're in a coffin, and like, obviously the coffin is about 5 centimetres above your head at end. So you can lift your head
you
slightly.
You can try and sit up,
you
sure,
can lift your head slightly. At the end is a TV. But you can't. You can only see the bottom centimetre of the TV because you can't lift your head up. And it's got all
and
of,
it's very loud, so you know.
it doesn't stop. It's on 24 hours a day, and you can just see the bottom of it. Would you do it?
I wouldn't watch it. I think I'd try and relax to listen.
No, but all the programmes are fixed, so they never actually say what's going on. It's all like, oh my God, look at that!
It's Top Gear on repeat.
Oh God, no.
You've got to look at this car.
I would try and look, and then obviously I can do a thing.
And then the sausages come back down.
And the sausages start. Powered down. On a string. And,
yeah, we can, and if
and
we can
pull
feel,
out of my
it's a bit like it's a bit like when we if you're like trying to feed like an animal like in the zoo it's in the bush or something and it starts to take but you can't see it starts to take that's it so it's on a string
when we feel it
we start to take we start to
it's like fly fishing you kind of
yeah
it in
yeah when it starts to take yeah then it's, we let go just quickly talking about hoses I heard a bloke at work say this today didn't really know how to react talking about a girl and he was like blowjob and he said it was like she was like sucking a golf ball through a garden hose.
Why is that suddenly made an entry?
Because he said hose.
Keep on, I mean, that's tenuous.
I'm just saying it's madness, it's horrid.
I don't know, was he talking about the
15?
Sorry,
it was 12 before. Was he talking about the metres or the cum inside?
Oh, now it's an 18. Now it's an 18.
No, he was talking about the way that she was doing it.
Well, like, his bell ends like a golf ball.
No.
I honestly don't know.
Because a golf ball wouldn't fit through a hose.
Hard work, yeah. Poor girl.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. You're missing the point here.
Why do you sympathise with a girl, Tom?
She's like really getting the golf ball out.
It's not. She's not actually. I was talking about
the scenario, not the actual blowjob. Blowjob, wicked. Carry on. Real scenario. Stop it.